President Bush is trying to end the West Coast port lockout. This morning, he appointed a board of inquiry to evaluate the economic impact from the 8-day work stoppage. The move could be a first step toward reopening the ports and ordering the lockout to end. Talks to resolve the impasse fell apart yesterday, and analysts say economic damage is growing. Kerry Kahn reports from member station KQED in San Francisco.
After four straight days of negotiating, there was no movement in the stalemate between longshoremen and the shippers. There wasn't much movement at West Coast ports either.
I don't believe anybody can remember anything quite like this.
Captain Dick McKenna directs tanker traffic at the massive ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. He says with more than 100 ships lined up along the Southern California coastline, it looks like Normandy on D-Day.
With our binoculars, we can see all the way down to Huntington Beach, which is about 12 miles away or slightly more, and nothing but ships along the horizon there.
Meanwhile, a federal negotiator spent yesterday shuttling between both sides holed up at a San Francisco hotel. Tom Edwards, a spokesman for the shipping line, says talks are still stalled on how to introduce new time-saving technology to the ports. But he adds the union should sign a contract extension while they hash out the details.
One stroke of a pen is all it takes to get them back to work and get the ports open.
The union refuses and wants guarantees that new jobs generated by efficient cargo handling technology will stay with the union. The two sides did come to a compromise over the weekend and allowed ships to be loaded for Hawaii and Alaska, two states dependent on imported foods. Steve Stallone, a union spokesman, says ships with perishable goods should also be allowed to leave port to help financially strap farmers.
We have been calling for this lockout to end since it began. We're ready to work. We're ready to move this cargo.
Beyond tankers with military cargo, shippers say no more exceptions to the lockout will be made. That's bad news for retailers and manufacturers, too. Analysts are estimating the ripple effect of the shutdown this week could lead to plant closures, job losses, and economic damages as high as $2 billion a day. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Kahn in San Francisco.